because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
Hey, what up? It's No One the Creator, aka Young Bald Face Shouty. Hello.
What's up, Bald Face Shouty? This is Big Mish, aka Mishka Creates.
This is From Porches to Porsches podcast.
Episode 101. We are back, y'all.
Little Dalmatian ass bitch, yeah.
Bruh. Wait, Dalmatians?
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've never seen it, but I heard about it. All I know is that the villain drives like a Cadillac DeVille.
Yeah.
That shit's dope.
Cruella DeVille, bro.
Damn. Dude, imagine having a last name like that.
I think that was her name, right?
I don't know.
That sounds right. I don't know.
I was just going to say it is.
Yeah, that was a gangster ass movie when I was little.
Yeah.
It was super popular when we were kids, man. That was like one of the first movies I remember watching, honestly.
Was it?
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians. Shit's OG as fuck.
The one movie I for sure remember watching is like Lion King.
Bro, you know what's fucked up, dude? Mm. Now every time I think of cartoons, like I just thought 101 Dalmatians. I was like, bro, be a fire ass NFT, dog. That's so stupid, bro. My mind is so stuck in that fucking zone right now, dude.
Welcome back from porches to NFTs.
Crypto. Literally, man. It's so hard not to talk about, man, because it's just the prices have been so insane, even compared to last week, man.
That's
crazy.
It's one of the biggest things happening right now, man. Like, it's hard not to talk about.
So for anybody that doesn't know shit about NFTs, CryptoPunks is one of the first, I guess, mainstream NFTs. They're a lot of people say that they're the first NFT, but they're not really. There's some before them. but Visa just yesterday bought one of the CryptoPunks for thousands upon thousands of dollars. The cheapest.
Damn. Imagine they bought that shit with someone else's debt.
Bro, for real.
Dude, I can only imagine how many people are in debt to Visa.
Bro, you know what's funny?
That's wild. People
are like praising this. They're like, oh my God, Visa just bought a CryptoPunk. They're in the fucking NFT space. This is amazing. Time for real world adoption. It's like, bro, that's the entire reason that we're here. We're building this shit because of companies like Visa, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it's exciting that big players are getting into the game.
Yeah, but then it's going to get oversaturated with big players. And guess what? The little guys are going to have a hard time getting these things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good for the movement because it's picking up speed. But at the end of the day, it's going to be some oversaturated shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see this all play out, dude. It literally feels like one day in real life is like 1 week in NFT land, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy how quickly prices move.
Yeah, man.
How quickly things can get destroyed and things can get built up. Like, it's so crazy to me.
You've been in this shit so long. Dude, you look fatter since the last time I saw you.
Bro, I'm fucking lost in the sauce right now, dude.
The McDonald's
chicken NFT sauce.
I can definitely tell you've been sitting on your ass a lot. Let's just put it that way.
Nah, man, but fucking, yeah, I've been working on this shit hard as fuck, but,
Yeah. Nah, man, I could tell, though. I mean, you've been doing, just been busy.
Yeah,
I could just busy tell as fuck. You've been busy as shit.
Dog, you know that painting NFT that I bought? The Hearst?
Yeah.
The one for $2,000?
Maybe.
It's like a bunch of dots. I think I talked about it once before, right?
I think you talked about it. I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah, I spent $2,000 on it, hoping that it goes up. And then I think at the time that I was talking about it, like the cheapest one on the market was $8,000. So like four times, which is cool.
Yeah.
Cheapest right now is like $38,000. I haven't opened. Somebody sent me an offer yesterday for $24,000 on mine. And I'm like, nope, you stupid, bro. I'm not selling that shit for $24,000. Get the fuck out.
Dude, you wouldn't?
No, hell no, bro. I have it listed at 242,000.
Wait, what?
I have it listed for sale at 242,000.
Is it a rare one at least?
It is. It is. Okay. And somebody offered me 24,000, not taking that shit. There was like 3 days ago or like, no. Yeah, like 3 days ago, there was like a $100,000 sale. Last week, there was a $125,000 sale.
Damn.
They're out there. And the interesting thing about this NFT is I did talk about it last time. This dude handmade the paper.
Yeah.
He hand painted all this. And then
he did everything by hand and he put it on a digital thing and said, here you go.
Yeah. He distributed it digitally and in like a week or like a month or something, it's coming up where you're gonna have like a month to decide if you wanna keep the NFT or if you wanna send them the NFT and then get the physical painting.
Oh no shit.
And then they're gonna burn, they're gonna like live stream burning all the NFTs, like physically burning the
actual physical ones.
The physical ones that don't get claimed, and the NFTs will stay alive. Or the people that are burning the NFTs are gonna send them to a dead wallet, burn them, making them invalid, and then mail out the paintings to the people that wanted those.
Damn.
So the next month or two, the amount of those paintings are gonna go down as far as NFTs.
Yeah.
The amount is going to go down, so hopefully that means the price is going to go up. So I'm going to just hold on until after that, see how that shit plays out, unless somebody buys it for $242 before then. Bro, if somebody buys that shit for $242, that would be wild.
That'd be wild.
Fucking wild.
That'd be dumb wild.
Yeah. But, bro, when I first bought this, I couldn't imagine getting a $24,000 offer on that.
Yeah.
I would have taken it that day if they would have given that to me, but obviously they're not going to offer that right off the bat. But bro, I'm like, the average sale for the past week has been like 33,000.
Jeez,
crazy.
You see, we should have done our side hustle challenge now. You would have won.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice. But bro, but something that I'm seeing now, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Gary Vee's talking about it. But it's the same thing as in 2017, dude. It's the exact same thing. All these projects, all these shit coins, like Bitcoin and Ethereum were popping off, right? But so were all these other side projects for like a few months. And then everything died down. Everything slowly went down. And all the shit projects went to fucking close to zero.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen here. It's going to be like 99% of these projects are going to go to zero.
Yeah.
Which is going to be crazy, but we don't know if it's going to happen this weekend, at the end of the year, in a month, in a year. Like there's no telling. But it's not sustainable. It's not going to happen forever. So I don't know. If you're interested in getting into NFTs, I highly recommend just YouTubing it and learning. Don't buy shit. Just learn. Just learn for a while.
Yeah, like I just found out what minting means. Yeah. I own two NFTs and I just found out what minting means. Yeah, definitely do your research before you start buying a bunch of shit.
Yeah, man, shit is fucking wild. So what's new in Mechanic Land, bro?
Other than me looking for a mechanic, tech, nothing, dude. Just super fucking busy. Just a bunch of work. I mean, not trying to sound like a complainer, but just a lot of work. Being shorthanded, one guy really.
He left?
Yeah, he left.
Okay.
Yeah, he was done. So.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
Hmm.
And I'm hearing this from a lot of companies from my day job. From a lot of companies. They're losing employees left and right.
Yeah, nobody they can't wants hire. To work.
Nobody wants to work. The unemployment is super high. Mm-hmm. Like, the benefits are high. Those are coming to an end. But the issue that the companies are seeing is literally they're getting out-hired by Subway and Home Depot. What one company told me
what?
That their local Subway is offering $18 an hour and they lost their employees to Subway.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. And I think I said this before, but Bank of America announced that they're raising their minimum wage to $25 an hour by 2025.
Holy shit.
So that just goes to show what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
Minimum wages are going to go up. Yeah. All the people in the middle are going to stay getting fucked.
Yep.
Because what happens, bro? People get freshly hired start with a way higher wage than you started at. Yeah. 3 years ago, like, it's not all right, man. But no. I don't know how any of that shit works.
Yeah.
So I can't really talk too much about it.
Yeah, I don't see it, man. Like we've looked around on like job search sites.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple like local shops around here that are offering $4,500 higher on bonuses, dude.
That's insane.
And it's just like, how? Like, what the fuck? And then, like, if you look at their listings, they put on there that you can make anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 a year.
Depending on experience and shit. Yeah, dude.
Depending on experience. I want to say it's just kind of like one of those, like, to catch your eye grabber type of things.
Yeah.
I want to say most of those shops, I believe they work by, like, book hour. So it's everything you could book.
Oh,
so
I
you
see.
Can make you can I make see. $30,000 to $100,000 a year,
so,
but that you gotta bust your ass off. Yeah. That means every job. So if this job takes you 4 hours to do, if you can complete it in two, like you're on a good track.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we live in the Midwest, so like obviously we deal with fucking rust everywhere. So yeah. Good luck with that shit. But yeah, I mean it's wild, man. The hiring shit's just. Yeah, like I said, we've gotten zero people that have actually called or applied or reached out to us. We did a little ad on, like, Facebook. Yeah, nothing, man. But again, like, the other shops, like, we know some of the owners from the other shops.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Pops is good friends with them, and he's called them and is like, you really giving out, like, a $4,500 sign-on bonus? He's like, yeah. He's like, if you're here for at least 5 months after signing on.
That's crazy.
And it's just like, you know, he's like, yeah, he's like, I got to. He's like, it's crazy because I've had that up for, I think he said he had it up for like 3 months already, 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's only gotten two applications and then the second person never showed up. The first person said they weren't interested.
Yeah, man.
He says they thought that they were going to get the sign-on bonus right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm seeing... What some companies are seeing is I have to be very careful with my choice of words. What some companies are seeing is like one in every five employees that gets hired doesn't even like they went through the interview process. They said I'm gonna start. Yep, yeah. I like it. Blah blah blah. This and that. Schedule cool. Don't show up to the first day. One in five.
Wow.
Over like the past year. Bro, it's insane. And a huge part of it is that to get the unemployment benefits, you have to prove that you're applying places and not getting hired.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, why don't you just add a question at the top of the application that says like, when are you willing to start working? Within 30 days or more than 90 days? And with that, only fucking interview the people that are willing to start within 30 days. Because like, yeah. You're just fucking wasting your time with a bunch of these dead-ass applications. Yeah, and also what I've heard is local companies getting a bunch of applications from out-of-state people because they're running out of places to apply.
No shit.
They just have to apply at new places so that it looks like they're constantly looking for work.
Oh, you got...
Bro, it's sad.
I'm sorry, but if you're one of those people, you're a fucking scumbag.
For
bro.
Real, dude. It's
you're
sad,
a piece of
bro.
Shit, man. Do something with your life.
You're the fucking reason that I pay 40% in fucking taxes. You're the reason half our money is gone.
Send me a Christmas card. You know, like, nah, man, you're a fucking scumbag, man. Yeah, what the fuck?
That's wild.
That's shitty, dude. Like, I don't know. I guess that's different, man.
Dude, I understand.
Everyone's grown gets raised differently.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been raised that like you want something, you bust your ass to get it. Well, guess what? I want a lot of things.
Yeah. Same.
So it's just like I'm going to bust my ass to get what I want. You know, I'm not going to wait for a handout. I'm not going to wait for other people to give me the things I want. I mm-hmm. want it now. I'm going to get it now. But sadly, man, I mean, I guess a lot of people just don't have that kind of moral to them, man. That's what it sounds like. It's super shitty because it's like, you know, wait, you know how the whole thing in Afghanistan just happened?
Yeah.
And everyone's trying to leave now? Yeah, wait till all the Afghanistan people come here and start going out for jobs. That's going to be the next reason. You know, the whole Mexicans took the jobs. Mm-hmm. All the Mexicans are taking our jobs. Yeah, well, now it's going to be everybody from Afghanistan and the Mexicans taking your jobs. Because guess what? They want things. They're going to work for it. You know, it's like, come on, man.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, dude. That's why it's like mad props to people that come out from other countries just to work. Yeah. They don't come out here to fucking visit and lounge around and, you know, none of that shit. They come out here to work. It's just like, I don't know about you. I wouldn't even leave the fucking state for a job. Yeah. If I can't, I'd try my ass off to fucking find a job in town or locally or, you know, somewhere close by. You know, I would never leave the state. So, but people are leaving the country.
Bro, I was going to say, it depends how much they pay. I'm willing to go a lot of dangerous places. I don't give a fuck, bro. How much money are we talking?
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, man. It always depends, dude. Like, again, we could drive an hour into the city and we could make fucking stupid money working at a McDonald's or a Starbucks, you know, because their minimum wage out there is super high.
Yeah, it's way higher.
Because obviously they get butt fucked for just buying cigarettes. Like, so obviously they got to pay them higher. The cost of living literally an hour away from us is so high. But then you got to think about it. It's like, is that drive every day worth it? The wear and tear on your vehicle worth it? Like, you know, like, the chance of getting to an accident worth it. Like, mm-hmm. that's wild to me. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get it when people got to do what they got to do, but I'd never pick a job in the city just to go fucking work at a fucking Hollister. The fuck? Catch me in one of them medium sized shirts at Hollister, dog.
Yeah.
Smelling luscious as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But best believe I'm getting paid $18 an hour, homie. What's good? But it cost me $20 a day to get out there. So, I mean, I don't know.
Dumb as hell, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's, to me, it's wild, man. That's crazy. This unemployment shit thing sucks.
Yeah. You know what else sucks? Not having a hood on a car when it's raining. Gio.
You know what's even worse
than that? How you feeling about that right now?
You know what's even worse than that? What? No wipers.
Dude, you better Rain-X that bitch.
Because, I mean, I could throw, like, a fucking box over the filter or something, you know? Throw a box over the air filter or something.
Have you Rain-X'd it?
No, I don't have Rain-X.
Bro, I got some at the crib. I should have brought some.
But, honestly, I don't think I'd get that far with that.
Bro, Rain-X works pretty fucking dope, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like I'm going to make it a long night.
Yeah.
Until this rain washes over. I love rain, man. Rain's good.
I love rain, too. I also love windshield wipers. They're nice and handy when you need them.
You know what, how they say it, man? Like, you don't appreciate something till it's gone.
Yep.
That's exactly how I feel, man. Like, I have never felt so unsafe leaving my car anywhere until I left the hood off of it.
Bro, you out here deleting wipers, bro. I'm over here wondering how the fuck I can put a wiper on my rear of my E92. That bitch gets fucking fogged up sometimes, bro. I'm like, bro, I need me a little wiper back there. Y'all give me fucking headlight sprayers, but you can't hook the homie up with a fucking rear wiper, bro.
Bro, BMW should make that an option.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, it'd probably be like a $7,000 option.
Nah, probably like 5,600. 5,600. 7,000 is the flamethrowers. That's the flame. That's
dude, that was wild, man.
Dude.
Fucking flamethrower.
If I could find an E36 M3 with a flamethrower kit, a real African flamethrower kit, not an exhaust kit.
Yeah.
A fucking self-defense flamethrower kit, I would fucking buy it for
sure. Dude, imagine that fucking you up. Like you're in the car, you're checking it out. You got like one leg in, one leg out. And you're just like, what's this button? And you hit it and you just fucking scorch your leg. Oh.
That's so fucked.
Goddamn. That'd be sick though, dude.
That would be. Bro, I saw a really cool video of these guys testing out flamethrowers. Yeah. And these things were scary, bro. These flamethrowers literally, it was like a big ass thing connected to a hose. And he was just like walking around with it and just like, bro, this shit would shoot out probably like 100 feet forward.
What the fuck?
Literally looked like you were shooting like gas that was on fire. So it was like gas fire, bro. It was like liquid fire being fucking thrown at fucking 100 feet away, dude. It was crazy.
It looked like it was shooting out gas on fire. Gas fire.
Bro, it looked like a straight up gas fire, son. In a straight line. Not even bow-legged, bro. Bro, that shit was crazy. I'm just saying, man. Flamethrowers seem like really fun. Like, shooting guns is cool, but I'm pretty sure shooting flamethrowers would be cooler.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what it is with me, but like, I love setting shit on fire. That shit's so much fun, dude.
It is. Like, not only that, watching something burn.
Yes,
bro.
Bro, go ahead. Me and Pops. Mm-hmm. We had two checks here at the shop that we had to burn. Mm-hmm. Instead of being smart human beings and going outside to light them on fire.
Oh my God.
We lit them on fire in the shop.
I
should have took a
video. No, you didn't. If your insurance company is listening, no, you didn't. But
no, I theoretically. Didn't. You're right. So I, let's see, how do I put this? How do I get myself?
I drink a glass of water in the shop.
Edit this part out. Yeah. Yeah, dude, we were just a bunch of like dummies with it. We lit the shit on fire. I shot at it with like brake clean.
Oh my God, dude, no. What?
That's just fun, man.
Well, I understand.
And then me and Pops just stood around and just stared at it and we're just like, yes. We're just like, yes.
That's awesome.
Like the testosterone in the room is strong. You know what I mean?
Bro, every time you make a fire in the wild, dude, you got to do like a fucking chant, dude, because that shit's beautiful.
You got to do like a Macho Man Randy Savage chant.
Yeah. Bro, have you ever heard, you probably haven't, have you ever heard of Youngbloods on YouTube?
Youngbloods? No.
I think it's called Youngbloods. Look him up, dude. He's fucking sick, dude. He's this dude from Australia that literally has a YouTube channel and that's all he does. And he
set shit on fire?
No. He goes out, he does like ocean camping. So he'll chill on his boat for 2 days and camp on his boat in the middle of the fucking ocean.
What?
And literally he goes out there, like he has beans and rice, like in case he doesn't catch anything. But he literally goes out there with a harpoon and a fishing rod and just eats that. He goes diving, harpoons shit, brings it back up, eats it. Or like he'll go fishing, catch something, eat it. He'll catch squid, fucking chop that shit up and eat it. Like... he does all these different... He goes down and gets fucking lobsters, bro.
No.
Literally goes down to like corals, fucking sticks his hand inside the fucking thing, grabs a lobster, swims up, and then fucking cooks the bitch. Bro, this dude's a gangster. I want to do this shit at least once in my life. Like wow. That shit looks like so much fun. Look him up, dude. Youngbloods. He's fucking...
Youngbloods.
Super dope.
Right.
Super dope. I think it's called YBS. YBS or Youngbloods or something like that. But it's this Australian dude.
Yeah.
You'll know as soon as you hear his voice. But he makes like fires and stuff.
Mate.
Exactly. Dude, he shows up to like the island where he's going to camp at. Like he'll do like boat camping and he'll also do like island camping, like an uninhabited island. And when he does the island ones, like he literally starts the fires from scratch. Survivor challenges.
Like he gets like the certain wood and he fucking spins it. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, that always fucking blew my mind how people do
and
that.
And every time he starts the fire, he does like a fucking like big ass fucking roar, dude. Oh, it's fucking sick. It's like, bro, that's animalistic, bro. That's how it should be, dude. That's awesome. How you fucking celebrate a fire, dude.
Oh yeah.
That shit's cool. And just like the way that he cooks the shit, like crabs and shit, like he'll catch them and he'll bring like a big ass pot and then he'll like boil it like in the sand. Like, I don't know. It's just so dope how he cooks the shit because he shows you everything. He shows you how to catch it. He shows you how to cut it up and stuff. And then he shows you how to cook it, like how he was taught how to cook it, you know, like.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, it's super dope. It's super fucking sick. Bro, I literally just fall asleep watching this dude like fucking harpoon fish and shit.
Sounds like the man of your dreams, bro.
Bro, I. I'm trying to go out there, man.
Don't say it.
I'm trying to go out there, man.
You're looking at the man of your dreams, bro.
Gio. Not on the podcast, Gio.
Dude, I always felt like doing like a survival man type of like island thing would be fun.
So sick.
Like it'd be cool, dude. Like just to try it, see how far or how long I could go, but like have like an emergency flare gun at all times. Yeah. Just in case, like mom, pick me up a mosquito.
Like shoot this thing off. 6 hours in, be like, there's too many fucking mosquitoes, bro. I can't take this shit.
I can't tell if that's my testicle or mosquito bite.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, those Naked and Afraid shows are wild, man.
Yeah, I saw one where this dude was getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, and I was just like, yeah.
I saw one where some dude got fucking chewed up by a bunch of ants, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, they went to sleep, and he didn't realize it was, like, an ant hill, like, right there.
Damn, that sucks.
Fucked him up, dude.
That sucks. I saw one where this chick was, like, I don't know how she did it, honestly. It was, like, this, like, cancer-surviving chick. She was, like, a fucking badass, but she didn't seem that fucking tough, bro. But she, like, swam from island to island, like, in the Caribbean and, like, somehow figured out how to survive. I don't know. Damn. That shit blew my mind. I was like, I can't believe this chick did that.
That's badass.
Like, there's been way more badass people on that show that didn't fucking make it.
But that's the funny part, dude. Like, that's crazy. Like, you look at somebody, you're like, yo, that dude could fucking whoop his ass. Or, like, chick could whoop his ass. And then, like, and it's like, they don't. like a good fight that I've always remember watching was like the Holly Holmes versus what's her name, Ronda Rousey fight. Dude, like Ronda Rousey looks like she'd fuck us. Like she would come in here, penetrate us. Like no doubt about it. Like we could put up a fight, but it ain't gonna be a fight. And then there's Holly Holmes, who looks like a mom. Like, I don't know how else to put it.
So like, it's like a regular chick?
She just seems like a regular chick. She's not like at the time, she wasn't like super crazy ripped, like nothing. She just looked like a wholesome mom. Like, you just come home and be like, hey, mom. Like, but she fucked up Ronda Rousey, that's dude. Crazy. It was sick. So, like, I don't know. I guess it's cool. Like, when you see things like that, where it's just like in your head, you're just like, oh, yeah. Like, they got every physical like part of them that could like fuck this up or fuck that up.
Yeah.
And it's just like they end up not, but then it's like the person that you least expect it from like ends up just being a straight up murderer.
Bro, like that one Russian like 40-year-old teacher looking guy on the top dog fights.
Yes, dude. Dude,
I could not believe the hits that dude could take, man.
Bro,
my goodness.
Yeah, like, weren't we saying, like, the guy looked like a farmer?
Yeah, like, he looked like a fucking farmer, dude. Like a regular guy.
Like an old motherfucker, too, dude.
Like a 40-year-old guy.
And he's, like, squaring up with some, like, 24, 25-year-old guy.
That's jacked.
Like. That's just,
jacked. A
complete fucking unit.
I think they call the AK-47.
Yeah, that's
literally is his name. Bro.
That's what it was. And he got his shit fucking pounded.
And in my opinion, AK-47 lost that shit, dude.
Yeah, he did. I agree.
That farmer dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, he deserves that W, man. I don't care, bro. That dude could fight.
Dude.
They let that go another round or two, I think it would have been the farmer dude still standing. The other guy wouldn't have.
That AK-47 guy was gassed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
He was
tired, dude. He's
fucking gigantic, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. I don't know. Well, back to the fucking whole survival island thing. I'm down. I definitely need like a plan B exit thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, bro, we should do it like with a boat and jet skis.
Definitely jet skis.
And like you said, an exit plan. And maybe some Maruchan soups in case we don't find any food.
That would be like worst case scenario, though.
Yeah.
Well, we go out to the cabin. Ooh. There's a lake right there.
There is.
I mean, I'm sure we could rent a boat overnight. To be honest, I'll probably just have a big breakfast the day of. I ain't not hungry all day.
Just not eat all day.
Just not eat all day. Just be like, hey, man, we did it. We're badasses.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, man, we haven't caught shit all day. With pass the Maruchan. I was like, well, the thing is, remember when we ran into that one sailor next to us? Yeah. Yeah, I traded him all of Maruchan for the camel blacks he had. So,
so did you want to starve or get drunk tonight?
Man, dude. I feel like that's what I would need. If I got trapped on an island, mm-hmm. I would need a lot of liquor to get through it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I'm, like, drinking, like, I'm a more... Obviously, I think everybody is the same way. Or for the most part, most people are. Like, you're kind of more adventurous. You're kind of more like, fuck it, I'm going to jump on this fucking warthog. Like,
yeah.
This hog and just fucking snap its neck. But, like, when you're sober, you're like, nah, man, that thing looks vicious as hell.
Hogs don't fuck around.
But then when you gone, you're just going to be like, I'm going to snap this thing's fucking neck, man. Charlie taught me. Hello.
Bro, there was a fucking video of a hippo eating a crocodile today.
What?
Did you see that on Reddit?
No. Yo, did you see that video of that shark that got inside the shark cage?
No, I didn't fucking see that.
I sent that shit to you, dog.
Yeah, no, I didn't look at it. I'm about to look at it right now.
That shit was, dude, that made me go, I am never getting in a shark cage ever.
Bro, I didn't have to watch a video to say that, but yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
that shark that's was fucked gigantic up. Too, man.
Oh, fuck that.
That shark was huge. That.
Nah, fuck that. Are you serious, dude? They actually did that?
They didn't mean for it to go in there, but how, it did.
Dude? How, dude? Are you kidding me, dude?
It got in there.
Are you kidding me, dude? Bro, what?
And then if you put the audio on, the guy recording is like, is there somebody in there? And
dude.
Someone's like, no, there's nobody in there. And like a couple people were like, no, there's nobody in there.
Oh my God.
Bro, at the end of the video, there's somebody in there.
Bro, is that person alive? There's no way that person's alive.
That person hops out. Yeah.
There's no way that person's alive, dude.
Dude, that person just hops right out.
Bro, I don't know. What do you do in the point where like a shark's whole mouth is on? Do you just like go... Like, try to deep throat it? Like, what do you do there? You know what I mean? Try to make it gag to spit you back out. Like, ha, you didn't think I was this big, bitch.
Roll up into a little ball.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, like, what do you do? Oh, my God, dude. That dude got wrecked.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that the dude was smart enough.
Alive?
Yeah.
How is he alive?
I'm going to assume that he was, like, smart enough to probably swim to, like, the... deepest, furthest corner of the cage and just kind of like...
Yeah.
I mean...
I'd probably do that and then try punching it. I would just like be in the corner and then like every chance that I got, I would just punch it in the nose.
Yeah.
So I heard like you have to punch it in the nose.
Yeah, every time it like look at you or get close, just start swinging. Yeah. Dude, but like that's the worst part, man. I can't punch for shit in water.
Bro, the number one comment... Is there anyone in the cage? There's nobody in the cage. 30 seconds later, person comes out of the cage. No.
Yeah, man. That makes me... That makes me not want to do any part of that ever.
Oh, my God, dude.
And that cage, it's like... It looked small. It didn't look like it was like a...
No, dude.
Big openings on it.
Yeah, I'm never doing that. Yeah, never. I'm good. Never. I'm never. Good.
I'm good. I'm good. Especially your thick ass, bro.
Fuck that, dude. I got so much blubber on my shit, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
You I look like a fucking seal,
like a
dog.
Little beluga whale, son. They gonna see me be like, woo! I had enough filet mignon was on the fucking menu.
You gonna make some sashimi out the ass, boy.
We like them thick cuts. Oh, thick my cuts. Goodness, bro. That's so fucked up, dude. No.
Yeah, I think I'd 100% rather be stranded on an island than be stranded out at sea. 100% all day. Even though, let's just put it this way. Like, if your odds are better to be, like, imaginary land, your odds are better to be seen at seen out at sea than being seen at an island, I would still take the island.
I think,
like,
I would, too.
Just imagine, if someone's actually out looking for you, and there's a better chance of them seeing you out at sea.
I would do the island, too.
Yeah,
because you can put, like, the wood and, like, the letters, you know, like they do in all those shows or videos or whatever the fuck. Send nudes,
Yeah. That'd get somebody's attention.
Like, bro, if I die, at least I died with a sense of humor, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right?
Nah. That's hilarious.
Just because, like, I don't know, man. I've seen too many of those, like, creepy-ass, like, deep-sea, like, monster things, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Again, man, I said it on here before. I found out how terrifyingly afraid I am of, like, dark, still water.
Dude, you don't even want to fucking know what's in the ocean, dog.
I'm telling you, I've seen enough videos on that shit, bro. Like, well, there's, like, a ghost shark. Have you ever seen that?
Ghost shark?
Yeah,
no.
It's a ghost shark.
All right, I'm looking this shit up.
Yo, I shit you not, this thing looks like a fucking alien, dog.
No.
But they're like deep sea sharks. Like, the chances of you ever coming across one.
Yo, that's crazy. It doesn't look that terrifying.
It's like translucent, though. Like, that's what freaks you out about it. But, like, I mean, come on, man. If you're over here splish splashing around and shit, like, isn't that...
Like, well, yeah. All right. If I saw it in the ocean, I would freak out.
I'd shit. Instantly.
But if I saw it next to a shark, I'd be way more scared of a shark for sure.
Yeah, that thing looks like a beanie baby to a shark.
Yeah, it's like a beanie baby shark.
By the way, have you ever seen the prices on beanie babies right now?
No, are they insane?
They're fucking dumb insane, dude. Like, look up the most expensive beanie baby right now. Dude, that shit's going more than NFTs at the moment.
Bro, if it's not an NFT, I don't give a fuck.
Bro. Beanie Baby NFTs.
I'm not surprised if that's already...
Call them Cyber Babies.
Beanie Baby. Most expensive Beanie Baby. Nah, bro. They're not that expensive. I can afford Beanie Babies.
Whatever, dog.
Where we at? Where's the most expensive? Number one?
Considering it...
Oh, just kidding. Just kidding. Large Wallace and his squad, $600,000.
Yeah, considering it started off as a $2 fucking stuffed animal.
Yeah, that's insane.
They go for a lot of money, man.
$600,000. Yeah, whatever. I'd rather own a JPEG.
I guess it's the boomer in me.
Have you ever heard of the big fin squid?
Big fin. Yeah, dude, like, tentacles look like tree roots. Like,
bro, yes!
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that shit's creepy.
That is an alien, dude. That is an alien.
Dude, most...
Oh, dude, I don't even like looking at pictures of it, dude. That's a freaking alien, dude. There's no way that that's not. What kind of a thing has 90-degree arms like that, dude?
Yeah.
That's a fucking alien. Bro, I can't even look at this shit, dude. That's terrifying. The fact that that's in the fucking ocean, bro.
Yeah, man.
No. Fuck, dude. Oh, I can't stand looking at that shit.
He's going to delete his search history.
Dude, I am. Dude, that's so scary. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
dude,
fuck.
Any deep sea creature, just like you looked at it, you're just like, dude, that thing's fucked up. Like, how?
Go Google big fin squid. That shit is fucked up. If you haven't seen that, go look at that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you saw this shit at fucking 50 feet away in the ocean, I'm going to shit myself and just die.
Yeah.
That's my fucking self-destruct. That's what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to... I'm just going to implode just from how terrified I am. Literally, bro. You know what's funny? I say this and I say things like I wish I could see an alien. For some reason, an alien is less scary to me than that fucking thing, dude.
Even though that thing's an actual legitimate thing there's a chance you'll see that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't fuck with it.
I feel like you'll see an alien too, but like
that's so scary, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit gives me the chills, dude. Literally, dude. Gives me the fucking chicken skins, bro. Ah, I don't like that shit. Ah, fuck that. Yeah.
I know what it gets you for your birthday now.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm going to get you a glow-in-the-dark poster.
Ooh. Bro, that's fucked up, man.
But that's wild, man. Like, we only know, like, 5% of the deepest parts of the ocean.
Yeah.
Right? There's some shit terrifying. Like that. Like, less than 10%, I believe. And, like, that's all we've discovered so far. So imagine the other spoopy-ass shit that's down there. Like, I don't know. That shit Godzilla. Terrifies me. Godzilla. I wish, dude.
Godzilla's down there.
That'd be a, like, you got to think about it, though. Someone came up with the inspiration from that. How?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could also see it. They were just probably taking a bunch of LSD at home. They had a pet gecko, and they're like, yo.
Yeah. Bro, but if you think about it, the best place to hide if you're an alien is the ocean where we don't fucking explore for whatever reason.
Yeah, we can't get down. Well, it's the pressures of the water is too...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's too high.
Yeah, that's what you think. That's what the aliens want you to think, bro. That's their pressurizer system that they installed down there, dog.
Like, why, dude? How the hell did that come out of nowhere,
bro?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't ask me, bro. That shit doesn't even, like, it doesn't check out, you know? Because you know how the Earth is flat? Like, that just doesn't... It doesn't correlate, bro. There's no correlation.
Yeah, bro, you'll fall off the corner. Be careful. It's like falling off the side of your bed, dog. It's the same thing.
Any credibility we ever had just went out the window.
Yeah, bro. Oh, man.
Bro, I want to get a tattoo again soon.
Same. I've been thinking about my next one, but I got to get them now, man. Why? I'm just so damn busy. Right now, it's summertime, springtime, like, my skin's not so dry. So, like, my shit heals right.
Yeah.
Over the fall, like, my skin's super dry. So, like, my shit takes forever to heal. And it just heals weird looking.
Damn, that sucks.
So, but, like, I got more time during the fall, winter time than I do summer, springtime. So, it's just like, fuck. Yeah, I've been wanting to get more shit, man.
Bro, I just realized your hands are fucking wrecked, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, I mean,
just maybe invest in like mechanics gloves. dude, Jesus.
You know,
bro,
how hard it is to work in mechanics gloves?
Like, it looks like you're the most hardcore fucking Fight Club member, dude. That's so gangster. I'm over here with my Twitter fingers, bro. My hands look like I'm a fucking professional pianist.
Nah, bro, that's not the mentality. You're a professional NFT mentor, bro.
Yes, there we go.
Talk about Fight Club. When are we going to do that shit again?
Bro, I was telling Dre, but he came up with all these excuses talking about dirty garages and shit. Bro, I'm trying to fight. I'm trying to knock Dre out. Just kidding.
That'd be cool if he was still here.
Yeah, for real.
He just runs in the room right now.
He's like, fuck you, bitch.
He just starts fucking swinging. Yeah, man, that was fun, man. I had a lot of fun doing that shit.
That was, but I don't want to spar like that anymore, to be honest. No. Not to the point where we almost knocking each other out, because it's not safe, dude. It's really not. It's
well,
really
as
not,
long
dude.
As we keep Nuck if you buck off the fucking playlist, yeah. We gonna be all
Dre.
Right. We gonna be all right.
From now on, we're only boxing to Kumbaya
or Alicia Keys. Maybe we'll throw on some Britney Spears if you're trying to get a little rowdy.
I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. Bro, that's a good fucking song to fight to, man.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, man, I'm down to do some sparring again, some boxing again. That was fun. Definitely start lifting weights again, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I for sure do. I need to get back into weightlifting or something.
Or something, bro. Boxing.
Boxing's fun.
Well, I mean, we lift when we go box, so I mean, I'm down for that if y'all still want to do that.
I'm down.
Because that was a lot of fun, man. I love boxing. It's so much fun. It's really good fucking cardio, dude.
Yeah.
Right now, my cardio is so fucking boring, dude. Just running. Shit's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's just boring as shit. But it's kind of nice because, like, I get to look at what NFTs I'm going to fucking degenerately throw money at blindly and hope that they grow. But aside from that, you know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah. No, I hate running, man. So I'd rather ride my bike. I can't, like, treadmill shit.
Terrible.
I just fucking can't stand it, dude. Yeah. I do it for 10 minutes. I'm good. I'm done. I'll figure something else out to do, dude. You couldn't pay me long enough to stand on a treadmill forever, man. Yeah. Fuck that. I'm just lying. You could probably tell me, like, you know, stay on there for an hour. I'll give you $100. I'll probably do it.
Just play fucking David Goggins on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see his video recently? I saw one yesterday on Twitter where he was like, I just finished my workout. I was about to get off. I'm on my Peloton on his fucking thing where, like, I guess you could race people online.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm on my Peloton. Somebody just challenged me to a race. This motherfucker don't know who's racing. And he's like, I'm still going. I'm not going to lose this. And I was like, all right, bro, relax. He's probably like a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he's probably still going to get wrecked by David Goggins. Yeah.
So. I'm not just going to leave him 1 mile behind. I'm going to leave him 67 miles behind.
Bro, low-key, could you imagine if that happened and it was like David Goggins versus like a professional marathoner and they didn't even know it and like... They both didn't stop until fucking forever. Like, could you imagine?
The only time they ever stopped is with one of their hearts exploded.
Yeah.
Just right there. Boom. You just hear a fucking gunshot across the room. Just like, oh, damn, there he goes. He hit the floor. He's dead. Like, holy shit, man.
Somebody shook the can too much.
Dude, get Lance Armstrong versus Goggins.
Bruh. That guy has no balls.
Well, it makes him lighter, so
I feel
like that's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, kind of.
He's lighter.
Also, less friction down there, you know?
Yeah, aerodynamically efficient.
Less friction between the two tree stumps, do you feel me?
Dude, talking about tree stumps, yo. Have you seen this guy? Oh. Fucking hell, dude.
Oh.
Tree
stumps.
Yeah, dude.
This guy.
Dre showed me this dude.
Oh.
Bro. You're going to be, all right, look him up. Saquon Barkley.
Oh, I know who Saquon Barkley is. He's a fucking NFL player.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen them thighs, dog?
I think he's an NFL player. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Also, I think he's lost weight. I think he was bigger than that. He's got those fat boy legs.
He's got fat boy legs, but he ain't fat, dude.
Dude, that's crazy, bro.
Imagine just,
yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Literal horse legs, bro.
That's crazy. The man's got girth from the waist down.
From the waist down or from the pelvis out. Only his thighs. His penis is very small.
Right? Imagine that, bro. Oh, no. That would suck.
Bro, well, that's like what you kind of see with fucking the bodybuilders.
Yeah, like all the professional bodybuilders.
Yeah, you see them and like...
They're in thongs.
They're thongs and like, bro, their dicks look kind of small. Like, I mean, maybe it's just compared to their bodies. I don't know.
I'm sure it's compared to their body.
I wonder if any dudes stuff their shit.
I wouldn't doubt it either, bro.
I get...
If I was in that situation, working with the fucking package I'm working with now, I'd be like, yeah, we going to put a...
I throw like two pillows in that bitch.
I'm going to throw zucchini in this motherfucker.
I'm not becoming a fucking meme.
Yeah. Oh, man. But now that you say that, like... Is it maybe just look small because their bodies are so fucking big?
Maybe.
Or maybe it is just small.
I don't know. Well, I heard your balls get smaller.
When you weightlift like that?
No, when you do steroids too young. Too young and too often. I heard it doesn't affect you, though, if you do it right.
Yeah.
At a certain age.
Okay.
You know, when you stop producing testosterone.
Yeah.
Like me personally, I am planning on getting... TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy, which is basically steroids.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to get it administered by a doctor. I'm going to get the exact amount. Like, basically, so when my body stops making testosterone, I'm just going to get a little bit more so it stays at the regular level.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that into my 40s and 50s, I can still be fucking swole and build muscle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically.
You're not going to get, you know, a shot in the ass by some man in the back of the gym in the Dodge Challenger?
No, I'm not doing that. I've had friends that done that. And, bro, I'm not going to lie, they got swole. That's cool, but...
Sketch.
It kind of seems like they deflated like right after that. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck the point. I don't want to go extra testosterone. I just want to keep the same level. You know what I mean? I want to be able to still be have that advantage of being fucking younger and healthy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, it makes sense, man. Your T levels are very important.
Mm-hmm. And it's something honestly. Like that's why when you look at like rich people compared to poor people, like. You seriously look at them and yeah, dude, rich people are a lot of the times way more beautiful. That's because they could afford shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like the guys can afford testosterone replacement therapy and they stay, their bodies stay fucking great for a long time. Yeah. The girls can get fucking whatever spas and treatments and fucking skin bullshits, skin you know, care and, stuff, and they look great because they have the money to fucking spend on their bodies, dude.
Yeah. No, it makes sense, man. Like think about it. If, you didn't have to work a single day in your life. Obviously, like, they obviously had to work to get to where they're at. Mm-hmm. Some of them were just idiots. They just did some dumb shit on TikTok and whatever. But some people were like, you know, they worked very hard to get where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you get to that point where you got so much money, like, saved up. You know, what do? Like, now with your free time, it's like, okay, like, I can afford somebody to cook me, like, the best, healthiest, cleanest meals. I could afford to have a physical trainer with me all day, every day, telling me, all right, like, we're going to do this morning, afternoon, we're going to go do this, and then we're going to finish the day off with that. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like if I ever ended up with that amount of money, like, I think I would, too. I'd take I would definitely do, like, a year of just taking my health, like, super fucking serious. Mm-hmm. Or to the point where it's not like I'm here right now, where it's just like, I got to get this done, but I can't stop to eat, so I'm gonna throw 3 Hot Pockets to get me through the night and chug down this 1 liter of Mountain Dew because I need some energy. So like I mean it makes sense. Obviously when you're wealthy, when you're well off, you know, you could afford stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna stay eating my Hot Pockets. Can't tell me otherwise. Bro, fuck you, don't stop me.
I was about to say, I've told you before about them Hot Pockets, bro. Those are not healthy. Me. You should not eat those.
I'm gonna walk into the podcast room one day and there's gonna be a bunch of people that are like, Gio, we love you.
But carcinogens.
I'm just gonna be like, no, you don't understand.
We're gonna have fresh made quesadillas for you.
There's no better noise than the ding of the microwave. Bro, Hot Pockets fuck regardless, though, man. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Bro, I used to fucking eat them shits a lot, man.
Oh, I know you ate a lot of things a lot, bro. I think we all know that.
Hey, man, this has been a pretty good year for me, bro. I'm down like 25 pounds. I haven't checked since the fucking weight loss competition. No.
You look like you maintained what you lost, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't think I've gone up. Yeah. That's for sure. I'm definitely doing more pull-ups than before.
That's awesome.
I'm able to do more push-ups. I'm able to do more weight, you know, with all my lifts and stuff, so.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I don't know. I feel great. Lost that weight. I would still like to lose a little bit, but, like, at this point, I'm kind of, like, I think between 220 to 230 is, like, very hard for me to get under.
Yeah.
But I can probably do it. I'm just being a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can probably do it. I can do it. I'm just being a little bitch, and I don't necessarily want to be that light. I want to be about 220.
Yeah.
But there's still some, like, fat, like, body fat on me that I don't like.
Yeah.
That, like, it bothers me. So it's like,
I feel like when, like, someone like your built, you get down to 220, like, at that point, I think you're going to have the hardest time maintaining a 220.
Well, I mean, I've been between 225 to 230, mm-hmm. right? I've been, right, like, 227, 228. I've been able to maintain that for like a month or two.
Yeah, but the El Perrito burritos hit fucking great at 1 a.m.
Yeah, but I'm not really going there anymore like that. But I haven't really been eating out as much as I used to before.
No?
No, and honestly, I think it partly is because I only eat like once a day, but... But I'm not really hungry outside of that, man. It's wild. Like, my body got used to that shit. And, like, now I eat 2 meals at most, but 3 meals, I'm just like, bro, I'm like, I don't want that third meal. Like, that's just too much, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, I used to eat so much.
Yeah, I could eat one good meal in a day. Like, if I wake up, have my coffee, and, like, I could go pretty much for, like, 1 or 2 in the afternoon without thinking about food.
Yeah, me too.
And then, like, then I could eat one good meal for that at that point. And then I'm good for the rest of the day, just water.
Yeah, yeah.
But too. It's like when I stop and I get bored, I eat. I go, I could eat. So, yeah, unless it's a real fucking late night, then, yeah, I need something to kind of give me that final kick. But I don't know. Hot pockets. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's wild how much smoking affects my appetite. Like,
oh yeah,
as in makes me not want to eat.
Not want to eat?
Yeah, usually people, it's the opposite.
Dog, are you sure you're smoking weed, not meth?
No, I'm sure. The thing is, I got, I fucking traumatized myself the first time I got high. First time I smoked, and I didn't really get high. And the second time I smoked all night with my cousins, and I got high as shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I ate like 3/4 of an entire jar of peanut butter myself. Like a whole fucking box of cereal. A fuck ton of... Like, bro. Oh,
you just felt like shit.
I ate so much, dude, that the next day I literally promised myself I would never smoke again, which was a complete lie. But, dude, my stomach was so cramped and, like, felt so bad, dude, that I was literally convinced that, like, I should never smoke again.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke for a while. And obviously I started again. But, like, dude, ever since then, bro, I smoke and my appetite goes to zero.
Really?
Like, I don't like... smoking before I eat because then I don't get recently? Hungry. Because
I remember kicking at your house and after you ripped some shit, it's like, you want to order Papa John's?
That's also when I'm fat though. When I was fat. It's kind of different. Well, I mean, I'm not as fat as I used to be. But like when, yeah, I was like obese when we were doing that.
But we both were, dude. Oh my God. We were chunky as shit.
Yeah, we were chunkier.
Holy shit.
But yeah, dude, like now, if I smoke before I eat, like I can eat.
Yeah.
But
you just, it doesn't hit you like.
My urge to eat just went away for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, me.
And then after like 30 minutes, then I can eat.
Yeah, if I smoke, I gotta eat. I feel like I gotta eat. I look for little shit and then like. If I find like snacks, so like a bag of chips or like some shit like that, I'll eat some chips. And then after a while, I put it in my head like, all right, like I've had a lot of fucking chips. I should stop now. And then, like, and bro, then I stop eating. Yeah. And then I stop eating because I put it in my head like, okay, you've had a lot. So I tried not to anymore after that. But like, bruh, when I drink though, like drink heavy, it's like, yeah, bring out the pizza.
Bring out
the burrito.
Oh, for sure. Bro, drinking makes me want to eat for sure. And part of it is like I just want to calm my stomach down so I don't like get nauseous
that's what
or anything.
It is for me too.
That's fucked up, bro. If you gotta like try to get yourself unnauseous, maybe you should just not do something.
But that's weed for me too, man.
Yeah.
It's weed for me. I get nauseous when I smoke though. I just that's why I'd rather drink than smoke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're definitely more of a drinker. I think your body is just used to it. And me, I'm more just used to smoking. I mean, I drink now too a lot. So not that I'm proud of it, but yeah. I used to be not very much of a drinker. Now, sadly, I like the alcohol.
I am the liquor, Randy.
Thanks to Gio.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Jose Cuervo and Jack. All day till it ends.
God, that sounds like us 3 years ago in Chicago.
God damn it, dude. That was E&J, dog.
Oh. Killing entire bottles and cases in front of public.
In front of the Walgreens we just bought it at. Yeah. We can't even walk down the block, dude. We literally stepped out of Walgreens. We're already cracking the seal.
Dude, were you there when the cop told me to put out my joint in the city?
No, I wasn't.
Dude, I was in the city. I think it was me, Richard, and somebody else. Maybe it was Squid. I don't know. But we were just chilling, and we were like on the dock. And we were like on the dock, like right by Lakeshore Drive. But it was like a more populated area. It wasn't like the beach area yet. It was okay. Still like you had to walk a little bit. It was like the bike path.
Okay, okay.
So we were just chilling like on a dock and like with our legs over, you know, just like smoking this joint. And also this cop walks up, taps my shoulder, and he looks at me and I look at him and he's like, "What's that?" And I was like, he's like, "Put it out." I'm like, he's like, "Bro, I'm not going to ask you again. Put it out." And I'm like, "Okay, okay, okay." And I literally just sealed it up, put it in my pocket, and dipped out. Bro, I'm glad he didn't take the shit or anything, but, like, the fact that he did that fucking scared the shit out of me. But I'm glad he wasn't, like, a dick face about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure 10 years ago, it would have been a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe if my skin was a different color, it could have been a lot different. That's also true. That's
also very true, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yeah, bro, that shit... The amount of times that we've done that, though, like out in the city, gotten fucked up and like in public.
Dude, how did we not get hit by a car?
I don't know, dude. I have no
idea. Dude, remember that time we did that in Vegas? How did we not fucking die that day? I don't know. We crossed a highway, dog.
Yep.
Like blacked out, fucked up, crossed the highway.
Yeah, you mooned them. You mooned everybody on the highway.
Everybody on the highway.
I Snapchatted it.
Yeah. That was good times, though.
Yeah, it was good times, man. It was good times.
Dude, we had to get it in and out somehow.
Yeah.
And an Uber was just asking way too much.
That's still one of my favorite Snapchat stories of all time, bro. That's 10 straight minutes of my Snapchat story of you and me just belligerent in Vegas.
Oh.
But you know what's the best about that, dude? Every time that we've gone to Vegas, it's been fucking good, wholesome fun.
Yeah.
I've never been to a strip club with you.
No.
In Vegas or here. Yeah, at that. Like, I've never been to a strip club with you. We never did anything like that's like cliche Vegas.
Yeah.
Like drugs or shit. Like, we just got drunk and watched people.
Yeah.
But we got really drunk. But still, it was a lot of fun.
That's like the whole thing. Like, I love Vegas just for that reason. It's like the best part is just to get drunk, walk around, and just like people watch.
See the fucking crazy come
out. Dude, the fucking wild. It was like the walking fucking meth at 2 in the morning on Fremont. Bro, remember that?
It was like the Walking Dead, bro. Yeah. Dude, walking meth.
It was fucking wild, dude. We're like, we ended up going to the dispensary.
Yeah.
You buy a pre roll.
Yeah.
And like I'm sitting there smoking that with you, and it's just like we're smoking it next to a bum that may or may not be alive at that moment. Yeah. We're just staring at him, just like, holy shit. It's like, should we wake him? Nah, I don't want to startle him.
That's funny.
Dude, like that was wild, man. But yeah, man, I love Vegas for that reason. Like, cause yeah, you could do all the cliche bullshit, or you could go there and not be doing cliche bullshit. Like, yeah, that's man. Great. It's a great fucking time.
It's fun.
We need to go again, man.
I agree.
I need to go again. Dude, experience Fremont with our ladies.
That would be super dope.
Because I don't think Erica experienced Fremont the one time she went. She went out there with some friends, and she's like, yeah, they were just boring. All they wanted to do was go to like the big, fancy, expensive clubs and bars. Because, like, I don't know.
That sounds terrible.
It was like Steve Aoki or some shit was like DJing there or some shit.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but still, that's not very cool.
Yeah, so she's like, it was kind of boring. But yeah, I told her it's fun just to kind of just fucking drink, walk around, drink. Yeah. Find the Fat Tuesdays. Tell them throw two extra shots in that bitch.
Bro. Bro, even with the one extra shot, bro, I'm like wrecked.
I told you, man, those things are strong. I love them.
Yeah.
They're so refreshing, too, because it's hot as shit out there. And
yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks. I want to go.
Yeah.
Check the flight tickets.
Check the flight tickets right now.
How much are they going for right now? Book it. Episode 102 might be in the hotel room at the El Cortez, bro.
I mean, shit, bro. We going if you're willing to fly Spirit, which, I mean, God, I promised myself I never would again. Same, dude. It's only $86.
God damn. Is there first class available?
You know what, though? United in 97 is only $97. 97. United in American is only $97. So
sign me up, son. Let's go.
I'm paying the extra $11.
Bro. Yeah, let's go.
I'm good on fucking Spirit and Frontier. That's, bro.
You got any
worst experience
days?
I've ever fucking had on a fucking plane, dude.
Oh, dude. Spirit sucks, dude.
That was the worst, dude.
I don't even know how that's even like still an up and running operational business.
Honestly, it shouldn't, dude. It shouldn't.
Dude, Spirit's like the Kmart of fucking like flying, dude. Fuck that. Spirit sucks, dude. It's trash.
Well, shit, dude. I think we should call it. Thank you guys for listening to episode 101. Hey, we've got some changes coming up, man. We've got some cool announcements to come up. We've got some things that we're finalizing with some partners. It's going to be really fucking cool, guys. We're super fucking excited to show you guys, tell you guys more about it. But we can't say anything because nothing's finalized and we are still working through all the details.
Yeah, we've been talking our asses off for far too long. Yeah. But so yes. We got some things in the works for sure.
Yes, we do. And speaking of, if you're a part of the group chat, you probably already saw it. But we are moving the group chat to Discord. We're moving from GroupMe to Discord. Discord is a kind of a group chat app. It's a lot more widely used, super fucking customizable. It's going to be a lot better for us. We're going to have different sections for different things. Like if you want to post a meme, if you want to post a video, if you want to talk about the podcast, if you want to ask us a question, we're going to have different sections, different bots, like to give us cool data on like the new members of the chat. And like, I don't know, it's going to be super fucking dope. And we're really excited about the change. And the link is in the description. So if you want to join the group chat, join our Discord. Link is in the description. And if you're in the group chat now, click that link that we just sent. Because you should see it now.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you guys for listening. Again, episode 101. I'm pretty sure we said we're going to have video this time. But we don't. But we're going to have it next time.
honestly, it's my fault. I'm looking hella busted today.
It's okay.
I look shit. I look like I've been like hiding a dead body all day. I just look like shit, man.
He,
I don't know.
He looks like he was cleaning chimneys.
Yeah.
But he got a haircut, so we're going to be all ready for next week.
Fresh to death, baby. You know what I mean?
Yes. So once again, guys, we appreciate y'all. Please join the Discord chat, the new Discord chat. I would love it. We would both love it if everybody in the current group chat moved on over. Because we've got some awesome big things coming up, man.
Mosey,
we appreciate y'all
on over there, baby. Hello.
We appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night, good afternoon, good morning. Wrong order. I don't give a fuck. We love y'all. Stay safe out there. COVID is going back up. And I'm just going to say, I know we talked a lot of shit about COVID and the government, but just do what the fuck you think is right. Don't wait for the government or us or anyone else to tell you what the fuck to do. If you feel like the right move for you and your family is to stay home, then do that. Fucking just make your own decisions. Don't wait for someone to tell you what to do, because just like last time, the government will be way too fucking late. So I just want to say, be careful, y'all. Be safe. Shit's crazy out there. And we love y'all, man.
Fuck yeah. Love y'all. Yeah.
Peace.
Later.